This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, February 14th, 2016. Yesterday was a big news day, of course, the death of Antonin Scalia. The intellectual heart of the Supreme Court, I would say, one of the key intellectuals of the conservative movement, and I would say not even conservative movement, the constitutional movement. This is somebody who cared very deeply that we interpret the Constitution as it is written, an originalist, and he will be sorely missed. But of course, there are questions surrounding the circumstances of his death. We're going to have a special report from Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. And then we also had the GOP debate last night. We're going to be talking about that, as well as analyzing what will happen now with the Supreme Court in the absence of Antonin Scalia. You know, we look at this televised debate last night. I think one of the key things that stuck out to me, of course, is this back and forth booing. We knew the RNC was going to stack the audience. There's an article from Salon, Trump and Drudge for the win. However, Matt Drudge's army is bigger than the RNC. We have seen poll after poll on the internet, not just Drudge's, but many other polls that show this tactic didn't work. What it really was a televised push poll. That's where you call up somebody at the very last minute, put out some negative information, do it in the form of a question so that you can character assassinate someone at the very last minute. That's what that was last night with a live audience, with the laugh track, I should say, with the boo track. But before we get off on that, and we're going to talk about Antonin Scalia, and that's going to be coming up next in the next segment, I want to play for you, for many of those of you who say, well, let's not ever question that our government would be capable of doing something like assassinating somebody for political purposes. Let's go back 41 years to the Church Committee hearings, and this is what they had to say then.
So I had to find, one time they wanted me to find out if there was such a thing as a poison that was undetectable, especially one that seemed to mimic a heart attack, that would kill someone, but it would appear that they had a heart attack. I did find such a thing.
Does this pistol fire the dart?
Yes, it does, Mr. Chairman. And a special one was developed which potentially would be able to enter the target without perception.
The poison was frozen into some sort of dart, and then it was shot at very high speed into the person. So when it reached the person, it would melt inside them, and the only thing would be like one little tiny red dot on their body, which was hard to detect. There wouldn't be a needle left or anything like that in the person.
But also the toxin itself would not appear in the autopsy?
Yes. So that there was no way of perceiving that the target was him.
Have you brought with you some of those devices which would have enabled the CIA to use this poison for,
we have indeed,
for killing people?
The round thing at the top is obviously the sight. It works by electricity. There's a battery in the handle, and it fires a small dart.
And the dart itself, when it strikes the target, does the target know that he's been hit and about to die?
A special one was developed which potentially would be able to enter the target without perception.
As a murder instrument, that's about as efficient as you can get, isn't it?
It is a weapon, a very serious weapon.
So that's William Colby, the then director of the CIA, talking to the Church Committee hearings. There also were House Committee hearings by Pike. He said they had a heart attack gun 41 years ago. They could use it to take out political enemies. But, of course, The CIA was very embarrassed about that. They're not even embarrassed about their disposition matrix, about the policies of assassination. So it's a legitimate question to ask, what happened to Supreme Court Justice Scalia? Alex Jones will be with us coming up to break that down farther.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, February 14th, 2016. I'm David Knight here live. We have a report from Alex Jones about the sudden death of Antonin Scalia. Of course, we have an article up on Infowars.com. A Texas judge turns down a Scalia autopsy. This judge did not even see the body. Another judge who was reached later said, I would have wanted to have an autopsy, certainly for someone who is this politically important. And in the context of what has just happened with recent Supreme Court decisions in terms of the coal industry affecting Obama's climate change agenda, here's Alex Jones breaking this down farther.
Was the death of Antonin Scalia yesterday in rural southwest Texas foul play? Well, of course you ask that question if a top Supreme Court justice dies or if a president suddenly dies. And you really ask that question if the first report out of ABC News affiliate in South Texas in a tiny town and then repeated by the ABC News affiliate in San Antonio, Texas, just south of where I'm broadcasting from right now, the first reports come out and say he has died, and it does not appear to be foul play. No more information. That is unprecedented when you study assassinations. That is what they do. When there is a normal death, it says, well, the coroner's report will come out. We're not sure, but he was 79. But you don't say, appeared to be natural. Sending out with Breitbart. And so many times the political assassinations in Arkansas that we saw in Arkansas with the Clintons and their medical examiner, where people would have arms and legs chopped off, dozens of bullet wounds found in garbage bags chopped up, and they would say they killed themselves. Or the CIA, the author that exposed the CIA, the journalist Gary Webb, who shot himself twice in the head. I talked to him weeks before, and he said he was having to move because people were breaking in his house. And, of course, Kill the Messenger came out and basically shows how they murdered him. So they killed so many people. They've done so much. Why wouldn't they get rid of this key conservative Supreme Court justice who was holding back the gun bans, the carbon taxes, the open borders? I mean, you name it. He was probably the only person on there that couldn't be blackmailed. You notice that Roberts was against Obamacare and then suddenly switched for it. And Alito and the rest of them. And now they have been appointing people that are beyond Rachel Maddow in their tyranny, their socialism, their incredible rulings, like Sotomayor and Kagan, with just almost no experience. But the rulings they did have on low-level benches were just right out of North Korea. And now this is the key. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been rumored to be preparing to step down so that Obama can have the nominee before he leaves. She's been holding on. She was appointed in 93 by Bill Clinton. That will give them not one new appointee, but two. That's why out of the gates, Mitch McConnell and others came out and did the right thing and said, we're going to block this completely. And we saw Clinton and others and the Democrats sit there and try to block Republican judges as well. And we've seen Democratic presidents block in their last year what the Republicans are up to. So it's gone both ways here. The issue is, though, it is a 5-4 split on these issues. Now that Scalia is gone and they put in who Obama wants, they now can win and get every decision the way they want it. So the Republican House and the Republican Senate, absolutely under the Constitution, have the right and the duty under the Separation of Powers Clause that when things are out of control on a court to block someone being confirmed to it to stop a takeover. That's why they control the confirmation process. And they're saying, hey, we're waiting until the election in 8 months. We're not letting you do this right now, and then we'll have a battle later. And that is absolutely what needs to happen. The centralization of power in the executive and the Supreme Court more and more trying to go with executive power and totalitarianism is so frightening. And again, we've seen the Democrats in the House and Senate when Bush was trying to appoint someone, blocking them in his last year. So the precedent's there, but watching the Democrats, they're saying, oh, it's unconstitutional, you can't do this, you can't do that. So this is a big, big deal right now. So let me go ahead and show folks this photo here. For radio listeners, we'll break it down. Here is the Supreme Court Justice that died yesterday, Anthony Scalia, the most conservative member of the court. Not perfect, but way better than Sotomayor or Kagan or Ruth Bader Ginsburg or any of these other people. And the only other person that was decent on the court is Clarence Thomas. And this guy has been warning of the tyranny in this country. And I also wish I could tell you the inside baseball I know from folks that know members of the Supreme Court. But I'm just going to leave it at that and tell you that obviously one of the conservative justices told Matt Drudge last year at dinner, they told us in 2016 they're coming after the Second Amendment, free speech, basically everything, and that nothing can stop it because they're going to have more justices in. But then they were doing the math thing, but if we stay in, you won't have the justices. Oh, but Ginsburg's going to leave. Well, she still votes liberal or socialist or command and control. So what are you going to do now? What are you going to do? Oh, Scalia dies. And oh, he's 79. Oh, yeah, maybe he did die of natural causes. But then they tell you right away, no foul play, you know, don't investigate, nothing to see here. That's the big telltale sign. Buckley, how far are we into this transmission?
5-6 minutes.
Good, because I'm going to throw it at break and come back with a special report I taped last night on the fall of Western civilization, the global collapse that's financially accelerating and now being admitted, and a lot more, and then David Knight's coming up live. But I want to continue here with this information. Scalia is dead. Now they're going to be able to put in their globalist, their operative, their totalitarian under left cover with their leering totalitarianism. And then Ginsburg's leaving. They'll get their other person in. Boom, a total takeover of the court. They will be able to reverse everything. Hey, I wonder if Clarence Thomas, he's old too. I wonder if he just dies of a heart attack, you know, in a week or two, or maybe in a car wreck, gets run over. We'll just be told instantly when it's announced, no foul play. In fact, they would say no foul play. That would make you think. Just nothing to see here. Appears to be completely natural. Everything's fine. With all the other rigging and corruption, the government funding al-Qaeda and ordering stand-downs at Benghazi and all the rigging of the stock market, all of it admitted now, and saying it doesn't matter if Bernie Sanders wins the popular vote, Hillary has the delegates, you know, just all of it in our face now. Now let's go over the rest of these articles. Again, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, folks, appointed in 93. Look for that by Clinton, and look for them to try now, if she steps down, to bring somebody else in. But they don't even need her. Now that Scalia has died, we must block the even bringing forward the nomination and then even having the congressional hearings for the confirmation. Just don't even allow the hearings for the confirmation. Completely, absolutely block it. This is the report that's coming up. Global ruin is coming unless we stop it. That's coming up in the next segment. We had this report I shot last night. Supreme Court Justice Scalia dead. Is Clarence Thomas next? They're already indicting all these Republican governors and Republican filmmakers and conservative libertarians. They're already indicted the Texas Attorney General that's suing Obama over abortion, open borders, and gun control. I mean, they're already engaged in a huge political war on every single front. So why would we not question? Why would we not at least say there'll be an investigation and the coroner should let us know in a few weeks? Because in any other death, they always say it takes a few weeks. They even have state laws in many states that it's 2 weeks to a month, so that people can't just pass through murders and say nothing happened here. There's a reason we have medical examiners. There's a reason we have coroners. It's a reason they're independent in the county and the city level. They're watchdogs. They're absolutely important. And I demand that the media, the whore media that's dying because no one trusts you, to do your job and at least come out and say, hey, will foul play be investigated? Could there be someone that might want to sway the Supreme Court? We all know in mafia cases, even state courts have judges shot and killed. We just had a top state judge in Austin shot and it's mafia connected a few months ago. They instantly said, you know, mob connected. We have judges dying, you know, in their sleep, and they have big investigations because they're sitting over key hearings and in key rulings. This is the Supreme Court, and where there are investigations with all the other lower courts when judges
die. All right, that's
die,
a report from Alex Jones. You can find that on our YouTube channel, and we're going to be coming back right after the break with this report on global.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drink, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal. And in celebration of President's Day, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly. significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
People living in the United States especially, in the last 100 years, have gone through a lot less hardship than other people around the world. An example is 20 million Germans died in World War II. 20 million Russians as well. If you want to be technical, 21 million Germans, 20 million Russians. The Soviets in Russia, Ukraine, and Poland alone are estimated over 70 years to have killed more than 100 million of their own people. Why am I bringing that up? There are different types of government in history. There are governments of conquest and governments of innovation. And normally governments and systems are a mix of those two. I've talked a lot about this. But we are now entering a phase in the global historical cycle that even mainline sociologists and historians are saying looks like the most dangerous, violent, cataclysmic period the world has ever seen. Dozens of nations are in flames. Scores of nations are in the middle of civil wars. ISIS and Al-Qaeda groups have invaded more than 14 countries in the last 5 years. In the West, we give up our liberties and then are targeted by the security state that supposedly is there to keep us safe. What am I getting at here? We're entering a very important time. And the globalists that sit above the nation states have exempted themselves from our laws, from our taxes. They have given themselves diplomatic and corporate immunity. And we talk a lot about that. But what I want to impart to you is this. You and your family are being targeted by globalism. Globalism is the most evil political system the world has ever seen. It uses fascism. It uses other forms of collectivism like communism and socialism. It uses command and control systems that it plays off against each other to consolidate power and, most importantly, impoverish the people of those nations and regions. Now, Carol Quigley, who was a top globalist advisor and the head of political science at Georgetown, in the 60s wrote a book called Tragedy and Hope. Much of it's online for free. Go read it. Where they admit all of this. The book was only meant for State Department and CIA officials. It got out. That was so they could understand, why do we support communism and fascism? Why do we support dictators over elected governments? Why are we supposedly the good guys that we do this? And Quigley explained, we are globalists. This is a world system. We're getting rid of nation states. Join it or be the enemy. There are so many quotes from congressional hearings where they openly admit that, yes, we're bringing in a planetary government and you will either join the New World Order or die. But then they have pop culture for decades demonizing everyone from Barry Goldwater through Ron Paul to myself today who warns of this. A corporate takeover that is designed not to just take over and have you work for it, but is designed to come in and destroy industrial and agrarian farming bases and make all nations dependent on each other not to bring about harmony, but to bring about control for the globalists who sit above the nations, playing the nations off against each other. And in their own writings, they say they want you to be poor. They want you to be dumbed down. They don't want you to have health care. That's why Obama, again, goes to Africa and other countries and regions and continents, in the case of Africa, and says, you can't have air conditioning. You can't have a car.
If everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over.
As if the idea of progress itself is bad. But you see, the idea of progress is bad when we have it because it makes us independent of their monopoly of control. You and your family are faced with a total tyranny. I am faced with a total tyranny, a scientifically organized plan of control. The only way to defeat it is to admit it's taking place and to withdraw your cultural and financial and also spiritual support from it and to speak out against it. It will fall. But notice its whole system is about saying it doesn't exist. Just like the Federal Reserve isn't private, or just like glyphosate doesn't give you cancer, or just like if you have a business, you didn't build that. They attack logic and common sense to make you feel like you're alone. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached a turning point. We have reached the crossroads. We have reached the point where the final globalist wave is coming in. And if we don't speak out and oppose it now, we're going to go into fantastical tyranny. Look at how they just admit that the delegate process is rigged and that even though Bernie Sanders won in New Hampshire, Hillary got more delegates. Look at how they just come out now and federally and say your kids do belong to the state and every family will have a government agent assigned to their children from birth. This is the stuff of 1984. And it's being brought out to make us submit, to break our will, to make us give in to it. And we can't let that happen. Look at how Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton constantly attack Wall Street and capitalism as if it created the economic crisis we're now in. 90%+ of Wall Street is doing a great job capitalizing companies, capitalizing systems, giving people great returns on their 401ks. And similar systems. It's only the top 5 or 6 mega banks and brokerage firms that created the derivatives that brought in all the fraud, and they're the very ones that fund Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, the Democratic Party, and much of the Republican Party, because they're the monopoly men scapegoating real capitalism for their crony capitalist rigged system that Carol Quigley, one of their own top strategists, laid out for them in the 1960s. They are bringing us despotism. They want to make you poor. They want to dumb you and your family down. And they teach you to be cynical about this and make jokes about it. The only way you have power is to admit this is happening and to stand up against it and to say no. And the good news is the numbers have never been clearer. People are really ready to wake up now. Folks are beginning to understand what's happening, but they're getting caught in different bait and switches like Hillary and Bernie Sanders are putting out, to confuse people, where we blame capitalism during this collapse and then bring in more collectivism instead of pointing out the collectivism is what allowed this system to get in this position that it's now in. They plan on using the crises that they have exacerbated and created to bring us to our knees. They plan to not let the public know there's a global financial collapse until people are so desperate they come in with their answers. That is a global government with a global carbon tax of $100 trillion every decade paid to these pirate criminals that are above the law. That is outrageous. We'll be back right after break. I'm going to finish up this special State of the World report. Then I'll hand the baton to David Knight, hosting from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones.
And, of course, this is David Knight here live. We're going to continue with Alex's breakdown of global ruin is coming unless we stop it. After Alex's report, we're going to go back and look at more detail and more updates about Justice Scalia's death and what it means as we look at climate change and many other important issues. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sound
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war as the enemy approached, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex, the latest product from InfoWarsLife.com. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. And finally, for a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Anthroplex and Supermel Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. That's a limited time. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop! Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back, my friends. Thank you for joining us. Before I hand the baton to David Knight here in the InfoWars News Center, I want to finish up just putting out this warning. And you can take it, and you can investigate what I'm saying and find out it's true, and that it's far worse than what I'm even saying, or you can just make a joke out of it and move on. But we've reached that critical mass point where World government's being announced. Global taxes are being announced. Banning of cash is being announced. Open announcement that families are bad, that free speech is bad, that saying mother or father is bad, founding fathers are bad. And it's not just weirdo leftist professors and deans. It's state houses. It's the federal government. This is a totalitarian takeover that is beyond anything we ever saw in the Soviet Union in its width and breadth. And why I'm so concerned is we've seen the urban warfare drills for domestic takeover. The training manuals are public. We've seen the admitted development of civilian inmate labor camps and internment facilities in America at army.mil. And we've seen the mainstream media go, Alex Jones hates our troops and says they want to put you in a camp. That was the same thing they'd say in the late 30s when Germans, generals and people, would come out and say, Hitler's bad, don't let him launch wars. And they'd go, why are you against our troops? No, they were for the troops and for the German people. Our troops are the ones that tell me about this before it was public. Okay, I'm going to leave it right there. The folks know our sources. Generals, colonels, special forces, you name it. Many of them on record. Green Berets, Delta Force, you name it. They've gotten manuals that we published 2 years ago from Fort Hood where they said, do not talk about the founding fathers. They wouldn't be welcome in today's army. People couldn't believe that document 2 years ago. Now San Diego is trying to pass a law to ban you. Of course that's the enemy. Of course that's a takeover. Of course it's crazy. I don't blame you for not believing me back when it was secret. But you should believe me now when it's admitted. And you should understand, this isn't a game. Every day I get up and put my life on the line, and I'm not a hero. I'd be a coward not fighting this and letting my family be enslaved. Quite frankly, I fight them so hard out of deep fear that evil will win. Not fear for my own body or even my children, but fear that I'll stand down and let just ravenous tyranny take over. Don't you have that fire in your belly to say no? I know many of you do, and I salute you and thank you. But those on the fence are those that think, oh, we're a little extreme. Barry Goldwater said it best. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. I'm not extreme enough. I'm not alarmist enough. I'm not hardcore enough. When we see the things going on in this country, they admit the former attorney general runs the big Arthur Anderson-style accounting firm that lets mega banks pay no taxes. They admit that the stock market's rigged and the currencies are rigged and the interest rates are rigged. Folks, remember they used to deny that. Now they admit that. The Pope called last year for world government and carbon taxes. It's here. And that's why I want to say the Liberty Movement. Don't feel ashamed when the media ridicules you and tries to make fun of you to make you shut up. Those manuals are public. That's using peer pressure because they're so scared of you to make you feel like you're alone. You're not alone. And you stand with history and you stand on the side of God against evil when you speak out. And one man who is morally right against a whole throng of people that support corruption is the majority. That's what it comes down to. So I want you to know how special you are today in your fight against this, because the armored vehicles being deployed, the billions of rounds of ammo, the training manual saying a coming civil war with the patriots and gun owners and veterans and Christians is coming, and the founding fathers are bad, and mommy and daddy and father and mother and boy and girl is being banned nationwide, and contact sports they're trying to ban, and women in frontline combat. All of it is social engineering to wreck us. The goal is to wreck us because the globalists are exempt from their own system. Remember that. And remember that people like Hillary Clinton, with all of her corruption, or Brian Williams lying about being in combat, and persecuting people with the IRS, and Benghazi, and the cattle futures, and Whitewater, and Vince Foster, and the emails, and all of it, and the identity politics of people saying, she's a woman, so I'm going to support her. Well, a lot of Germans said, Adolf Hitler is Germanic-Austrian war hero, and we're going to support him. Think about that. When she gets more money than anybody else from Wall Street, and then she says, Wall Street is to blame for what's happening to our economy, not the top of Wall Street, but all of it. And don't worry, she's going to redistribute that wealth for you. You had a new banker bailout to the globalist. That's how they redistribute wealth. And then you get nothing. Blacks get double unemployment. under Obama because he doesn't need your vote because he's black. Well, women, you think you're going to get a better deal with Hillary? She doesn't need your vote because she's a woman. That is the most sexist, racist, mindless, stupid way to vote. Or stupidest way to think. Going, I don't know, girl power. You know, I don't care what she stands for. Girl power. You associate your power through somebody because they look like you. That isn't you. That is the most cult-like, whacked-out, crazy stuff I've ever heard of. They're gearing up for total collapse. The Pentagon, everybody. I've been warning you about this for years. The collapse already started 5-6 years ago around the world. Now it's coming here. I saw Fox News this morning, and they said, it's like there's an island in America's, you know, the highest up, but the water's rising on us too. We're the best house in a bad neighborhood. We're the tallest leprechaun. I heard all these quotes. We were right about that. We were right. The Pentagon came out this week with the NSA and said, yeah, the Internet of Things in your house, all the smart toasters and refrigerators, and we're watching and listening to you. You bet. Oh, I told you that 15 years ago. Because it was in MIT documents. I'm telling you the truth. I'm warning you. And then some say, so what? World government's the next level. That's how Star Trek is. You know, a world federation of lovey people all working together. It's all happy. It's pro-human. The New World Order isn't pro-human. It's like Ted Bundy, the famous serial killer, in a little non-threatening suit, getting people to come up and be his friend, in a little non-threatening Volkswagen and getting women in the car. I know Bernie Sanders and the rest of them look sweet and cute. Folks, don't get in the yellow Volkswagen. Please. I'm going to hand the baton to David Knight right now, but I want to say something here. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on air plugging products. A lot of times I even skip breaks, and it hurts the network and others. We have trouble funding sometimes because of it. But listen, we bring you the best products there are at the lowest prices, and it funds the tip of the spear in the info war. So I want to thank all of you that do support us, because we support you. But if you're not buying the products and the T-shirts and the books and the films and the best material out there at InfoWarsStore.com, you're crazy. If you're not supporting us at InfoWarsLife.com, what is the point? We're all about free will. Revolutionaries previously robbed banks and kidnapped people for money. We fund it with high-quality products. And the revolution begins with voting with your dollars and supporting outlets that support freedom and withdrawing your support from the globalist. InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals. Big specials in tonight. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to find the water filters, the non-GMO seeds, the Hillary for President T-shirts, a new limited edition, and more. And that's how we fund this operation. That's why I'm up here today fighting on the weekend, because my family has no future if we don't say no. And I know the power that individuals have who promote liberty throughout history. And all we've got to do is stand up and say no, and this tyranny will dissipate. But if we lay down, look at how bad it's already gotten. It's going to get 10 times worse. We now go back to the InfoWars News Center and David Knight.
And again, that's Alex Jones on Global Ruin is Coming Unless We Stop It. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the implications of Scalia's death. Will Obama appoint a replacement? Will the GOP stop it? They've said they would, but they said they wouldn't fund the climate treaty. And, of course, that's a key part of what's important about the death of Antonin Scalia, and that is what's going to happen with Obama's efforts to shut down coal to control our country's energy supply from Washington. We're also going to take a look at the GOP South Carolina debate. Very entertaining, very insightful. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality. turn off our hormones and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, February 14th, 2016, Valentine's Day. And as a gift to our listeners and those who support us, we've extended the sales on several items that we're going to end on Friday. We've extended them over the weekend. They were going to end on Thursday. We extended it through the weekend. Those sales that are going to be ending tonight are Silver Bullet for 15% off. Also, the new product Anthroplex is being offered along with Super Male Vitality. Get the two of them together. They work synergistically together. Get the two of them together at InfoWarsLife.com. You get 15% off and free shipping. Also, we have a sale on InfoWars Select Foods. These are the storable foods that have a shelf life of up to 25 years. They are packaged and made in the USA. all the content, all the food is U.S. quality, and the packaging is first quality as well, even with Ziploc ties that allow you to utilize it to the utmost even after you've opened it. Again, they store up to 25 years. Massive sale on InfoWars Select Food, 30 to 40% off of InfoWars Select Food. And if you order $50 or more, you get free shipping. So we have several sales that right now that you can find at InfoWarsLife.com as well as InfoWarsStore.com. Now I want to get back to what we were talking about at the very beginning of the broadcast. Many of you don't get the first 5 minutes. Sometimes it's local news. I want to go back and put some of this in context. We want to put the death of Scalia in context with what's going on with political issues that are coming before the Supreme Court. There was a major issue that happened last week, and I was going to talk about it when I was on the radio earlier in the week, but we never got around to it. It's just so much news that was breaking. There was a massive issue that came about with climate change, something that the Supreme Court was involved in, putting a stay on the new rules from the EPA, saying we're not going to implement those, we're going to take a little bit longer to take a look at this, and of course that's now going to go to a very liberal D.C. Circuit Court. So we're going to break down what that's about. We're also going to take a look at what the GOP is saying. Instantly, Mitch McConnell said, well, we're not going to appoint somebody in this session. We've got a presidential election that we're in the middle of. We're going to wait and see what the people say. We're going to let the next president appoint the replacement for Justice Scalia. The Democrats are very furious about that. Obama says he's going to introduce somebody. So it remains to be seen whether or not the GOP is going to have the backbone to stand up and do something about that. Remember that when they came through with the Paris Climate Accord, we heard all kinds of tough talk from the GOP Senate. They said, well, we're going to have something to say about that. It was only 3 days later that they did have something to say about it. They totally caved. Remember that they completely funded it as part of the omnibus bill that they ran through. So that lasted for all of 3 days. Will they be able to hold off until after the election for this appointment? What does it mean if they don't hold off? But first, I want to take a look at some of the breaking news about his death. We have an article on InfoWars.com, which also references the Washington Post. Texas judge turns down a Scalia autopsy. Now, also, the family was also not interested in doing that. But this was a local judge. Remember, this is in a very, very remote part of Texas. I was just there last week. And when you go down to the Big Bend Park, you are hours and hours away from anything. It's about as remote as anything you're going to find in the United States. There's no cell phone service. There's no data service. Not even in the hotels where we were staying could we get any kind of data or telephone service. So this is a Presidio County judge, Cinderella Guevara. That's actually her name, Cinderella Guevara. She called up and she says, well, were there any signs of foul play? And they said, no. So she said she called Scalia's doctor, who informed her that Scalia had visited him for a shoulder injury last week, but he also suffered from several chronic ailments. And so then she just said, we're not going to do an autopsy. I'm not even going to look at the body. How about that? So the judge, who did not see the body, indicated on his death certificate that it would be from a heart attack. Let me read you from the Washington Post how they phrase this. They say, of course, he died, yet the details of his sudden death trickled in on Sunday. As they did, it appeared that the hours afterward were anything but orderly. They say he was found dead in his room at a hunting resort by a ranch owner. It then took hours for the authorities in remote West Texas to find a justice of the peace, officials said Sunday. When they did, she pronounced him dead of natural causes without seeing the body and decided not to order an autopsy. A second justice of the peace, who was called but couldn't get to his body in time, said she would have ordered an autopsy. That's from the Washington Post. Okay. Now, she goes on to say, if it had been me, I would want to know, said Juanita Bishop, a justice of the peace in Presidio, Texas. As late as Sunday afternoon, there were conflicting reports about whether or not an autopsy would be performed, though officials later said Scalia's body was being embalmed. There would be no autopsy. One report by WFAA-TV in Dallas said the death certificate would show death by heart attack. So I guess that's it. You know, we saw the liberal press come out and say, oh, Scalia died. 3, 2, 1, conspiracy theories. Now, Let me play for you a conspiracy fact from 41 years ago. I played this at the beginning of the broadcast. As I said, many of you may not have heard it. I want to play a little bit more of this again. This was 41 years ago, the Frank Church Committee hearings about abuses by the CIA. There, Frank Church is talking to William Colby, who was then director of the CIA, and listen to what they're talking about in terms of heart attacks.
So I had to find, one time they wanted me to find out if there was such a thing as a poison that was undetectable, especially one that seemed to mimic a heart attack, that would kill someone, but it would appear that they had a heart attack. I did find such a thing.
Does this pistol fire the dart?
Yes, it does, Mr. Chairman, and a special one was developed which potentially would be able to enter the target without perception.
The poison was frozen into some sort of dart, and then it was shot at very high speed into the person. So at, when it reached the person, it would melt inside them, and the only thing would be like one little tiny red dot on their body, which was hard to detect. There wouldn't be a needle left or anything like that in the person.
But also the toxin itself would not appear in the autopsy?
Yes. So that there was no way of perceiving that the target was him.
Have you brought with you some of those devices which would have enabled the CIA to use this poison for...
We have indeed.
For killing people?
The round thing at the top is obviously the sight. It works by electricity. There's a battery in the handle, and it fires a small dart.
And again, what you're listening to, we'll go ahead and stop that now. We played that earlier in the broadcast. Many people were getting a news broadcast at the top of the hour. That was 41 years ago. And, of course, they're saying they could form a toxin that would cause it to look like somebody had had a natural heart attack. They could freeze it into a dart. It would leave no trace for an autopsy. You would not be able to trace the toxin. That was 41 years ago. The CIA has had a lot of practice since then assassinating people. So has this administration. When Obama's got a disposition matrix with his drones, with other issues, when they are openly doing what they were embarrassed and ashamed of because of war criminal actions, possibly, that people might take against them, they used to be ashamed of the fact that they would assassinate people as a matter of policy. Now they openly talk about it. We have seen the Supreme Court Justice Roberts. Many of us believe that he was being blackmailed when he wrote both the dissenting and the concurring opinion on Obamacare at the same time. That was pretty much unprecedented that he would say it was both legal to do it, both also not legal to do it. He did both of those and then ultimately sided with Obamacare. So many of us said it looks like he was being blackmailed, and then we subsequently learned that Justice Roberts, as well as other Supreme Court justices like Ginsburg, were named by people as those that the NSA were intercepting their email, looking in detail of what they were saying. And I would say to those on the left who say, well, okay, Scalia was 79 years old. 79-year-old people are going to die of heart attacks all the time. And yet, think about the fact that the guy that you're so excited about, Bernie Sanders, will be 75 when he becomes president if he wins. He will be the same age as Justice Scalia at the end of the first term. You don't have a problem with that. You think, well, he's vital. If he were to die suddenly, would you think that perhaps the Clinton gang had something to do with it? Why is it that when we have a government that increasingly acts like a banana republic, although with first world weapons, when they openly assassinate people, why would you say that we shouldn't question the death of someone as it is timed with the global takeover of our government using climate change, using the Trans-Pacific Partnership and other issues? The climate treaties are going to be a more direct path towards global governance than even the TPP and the TTIP. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to look at reactions and what may happen in the aftermath of Scalia's death.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.